This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Another high-profile man accused of sexual harassment, this time Senator Al Franken of Minnesota. He's been accused by news anchor Leanne Tweeden of forcibly kissing her while they were on a USO tour. Here she is describing that incident.
He came at me, and before you even know it, I mean, you kind of get close, and he just put his hand on the back of my head, and he mashed his face against, I mean, it happened so fast, and he just mashed his lips against my face, and he stuck his tongue in my mouth so fast, and all I can remember is that his lips were really wet, and it was slimy.
Her account is convincing, and it comes with a photograph. She says she found this photograph later and was horrified that he had groped her while she was sleeping because he thought it was funny. Franken first had this to say, "I certainly don't remember the rehearsal for the skit in the same way, but I send my sincerest apologies to Leanne. As to the photo, it was clearly intended to be funny, but wasn't. I shouldn't have done it." Uh-huh. He eventually released a longer statement saying, "I respect women. I don't respect men who don't. And the fact that my own actions have given people a good reason to doubt that makes me feel ashamed. I am asking that an ethics investigation be undertaken, and I will gladly cooperate." Well, he might just get one. Senate Democrats are taking this seriously, it seems. Senators Schumer, Murray, Durbin, Klobuchar, McCaskill have all said the Ethics Committee needs to investigate Franken for any other inappropriate behavior of this nature. In the weeks since Harvey Weinstein's accusers opened the floodgates for other victims of sexual harassment and assault to tell their stories, Capitol Hill is reckoning with its own sexual harassment problem. Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who's leading the charge to change the culture in D.C., says that 80% of the people who have come to her office with stories of sexual misconduct over the past few weeks have previously chosen not to report the incidents to the Office of Compliance, which handles those and other accusations. It gets worse. She says two current members of the House, a Republican and a Democrat, have engaged in sexual harassment. She says she's heard allegations of women having their private parts grabbed on the House floor. Seriously, on the House floor. And there's more. I was shocked to learn earlier this week that you and I, taxpayers, have footed the bill for more than $17 million to settle 260 cases over 20 years, including sexual harassment as well as discrimination based on race, gender, and disability. Let that sink in. You have paid to make sexual harassment claims against lawmakers go away. So we don't know which lawmakers, which public servants have been accused of and perhaps even admitted to sexually harassing or assaulting someone. How is that okay? Enough is enough. We deserve to know who the two House members are who have engaged in sexual harassment. We deserve to know who we have covered for with our taxpayer dollars. We deserve to know how $17 million was spent to silence accusers. This cannot go on.
This is what it's all come down to, ladies and gentlemen, as we've been discussing over the last couple of days when this news broke that $17 million of the people's money had been used to quiet women and to kind of make this go away. Scott, this is the new America now. There's high sensitivity on this situation. And every day, you know, we have women now coming out. And you know, yes, they're in one regard they're brave, and I think of the other women in the past who did come out and sound the alarm and are no longer working for the government or have been shunned and decided to do something else. I mean, how much talent have we lost along the way because this wasn't appropriately handled? And I agree with what she's saying here. Enough is enough. You know, for the sake of, you know, these women and other women, and again, the talent pool that is available to do good things on behalf of we the people. This is totally unacceptable. And, you know, I'm thankful that it is coming out in a big way. I mean, this is absolutely massive. But this is just, you know, speaks to the point of just how prevalent and how accepting over the years it has become. And maybe it's all coming to an end. We can only hope and pray. And again, I congratulate those women for stepping forward. Let's keep it moving and let's get it all cleaned up, okay?
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Like all that we're dealing with here in America today, in order to get back on track, we got to be honest with ourselves. We got to be truthful. And the truth is starting to set people free. And as they're becoming more and more liberated, we are really dealing with these issues. And now we find out that these issues that are very well entrenched, even in the D.C. swamp. But the conversation will continue. Right now, we've got with us immigration and DACA expert Maria Espinoza join us now. She's national director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on, Bill.
Well, thank you for you know, for the Remembrance Project. This is what happens so often. News being what it is, we seem to remember more the people who commit the crime than the victims who are affected by this. So I appreciate your vision for the Remembrance Project.
Thank you so much. And, you know, in 2009, my husband, Tim Ling, and I, after hearing a news report on in Houston, Texas, about an officer who was killed, and within that report, they talked about the widow of a previously murdered officer by illegal aliens, that she had filed a lawsuit against the city of Houston over the sanctuary city policies. And that's why my husband and I started the Remembrance Project 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was simple, Bill, to us when we learned about sanctuary city policies and how illegal aliens were allowed to basically circumvent our laws. We were shocked. We were quick to contact our elected officials and found out basically that they knew. They knew exactly what was taking place and innocent Americans' lives being stolen. And illegal aliens seem to have more rights than American citizens.
It is rather disgusting, isn't it? You know, Maria, even I know you've used the term illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, and there are too many in this country who are annoyed by that term for all the wrong reasons. Illegal is illegal. You've broken the law. That's the bottom line. But political correctness, certainly 8 years of this administration and leading up to it, the previous administration, just confused everybody and started to make that which is wrong right. And, this is the mess we're in today, that illegal aliens can come into our country, in a sense, be guests of our country. They're, you know, as long as you want to abide by the law, you're a guest. But when you start, you know, turning the furniture upside down and killing our kids, we got a problem here. And, the fact that we even have to talk about it in this basic of terms is shocking, Maria, because it's like our politicians don't get it. And we've got you know, sanctuary states. California has become a sanctuary state. We've got cities all over the place. What do they think they're creating here?
They're not thinking, Bill, and they're thinking of becoming, being reelected and really bowing down to their donors. You know, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you have the hotel restaurant industry, and, you know, they're just kowtowing to the political correctness and these illegal aliens who are in our streets rioting, waving the Mexican flags and giving us that, you know, that finger there.
Yeah, right.
Very, very damaging to the fabric of our country and the civility of our country, Bill. And we even have, as you can see, federal judges stepping into that political arena. And you ask any family member whose loved one was killed by an illegal alien, this issue had never really been on their radar. Until it happens to you, then they started becoming aware of it. But all of these crimes and killings, murders, rapes, child molestation is huge in that demographic as well, all completely preventable. You know, our society now is so twisted where a mother whose son was killed by an illegal alien was even denied her opportunity to give a victim impact statement by a judge. Now, if that's not backwards, I don't know what is. And if these elected officials continue this down this road, they should absolutely be booted out. But they should resign immediately, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people need to speak up in a big way, Maria, because, you know, already they made a statement in November of 2016. They voted in Donald Trump. And with all the what it all came down to after everything was said about Donald Trump and I believe misreported, they said, look, we need to do something about our national security. We cannot have open borders already. Illegal border crossings are down, 60%? Just by virtue of putting some focus on it, you know, it looks like we're starting to get walls. We've got walls. We've got several prototypes already constructed, being considered right now by our government. So we're starting to take this. We're starting to take this serious. To much applause by immigrants of all color and race here in the United States. Maria, I'm sure you get hit. Right. I get hit being Hispanic, and they go, how do you take this position? And so I said, well, how do you not? You know, you touched on the pedophilia. You know, there's sexual abuse that's been going on rampant. You know, we got young girls for a while there when they were coming in from Central America on the trains, as you recall. I saw this as kind of an HR opportunity for all these drug operators and people of ill repute that were sitting there watching these young kids come across, and they were just triaging these kids, saying, "Whoa, she's cute. Okay, you get in line number one. Oh, he's young. He's well. Okay, we're going to put him in line number two." You know, they were becoming drug runners. They were being sex slaves. And what people don't understand, what's not being reported at all, is how these women are being abused. I mean, I was hearing the other day, this was a couple months back, where some of these women go out and they are, they're put to use all morning long and will have as many as 20 encounters in one day, go wherever their home is, whatever that represents, and then brought back in the evening and do another 20 in the evening. I mean, what is the future? What is the immediate future of these young women? You know?
There's no future there, and it's just continued to denigrate our society. And we take a look at this. If we allow this, Bill, we'll never – it's a point of no return on down the road. Close, I believe, here, because we do have people ignoring the laws. And we have, as you can see with Donald Trump's election, you know, we have a man who loves this country, who has a big heart, and he was a people's choice. And putting him in, there's a reason why he's there. And we have the entire Democratic Party opposing him, and most of the Republicans opposing him, simply because he has an America First agenda.
Well, I think part of that too, Marie, is the fact that he is an outsider. You know, something that the people said, look, if we get somebody outside the Beltway, a business guy, maybe things could be a little bit different. Oh, really? I mean, you got the, you know, you got government officials saying the new normal is going to be less than 2% GDP. And, in how many quarters now have we had over 3%, which they said wouldn't happen, and, you know, well into his administration. So early on in his administration, 3% GDP and everything else that's going with it. Our conversation with Maria Espinosa continues. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and very independent. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Maria Espinosa is with us, National Director of the Remembrance Project. Maria, in order to get this country back on track, It is, we are commanded by virtue of our Constitution that says we are a government of, for, by, we, the people. That is a command that we need to heed. And the Beltway and the ruling elite class have taken advantage of Americans in a big way, because we've been busy, we've been trying to survive, you know, feed our families. Thank you very much. Ever since Obamacare, it's no longer one job. You know, they're out there having to work three jobs in order to kind of keep up with things. And it's still a mad scramble, and they're looking for their government to be the answer. But they've been bogged down and distracted. And November, they woke up a little bit, and I say, you've got to stay awake and in the game. You know, for you and your husband, you saw an injustice. You put yourself into it, and, you know, you move from Houston, Texas, because you've got to be right there with the in the belly of the beast. And you move to D.C., close to D.C., so you can be close to what's happening and make sure that they're aware that you're aware that, you know, this is a critical issue, that we give more honor to the people who commit the crime than the victims themselves.
Absolutely right. And it was a sacrifice, Bill, to move from Texas to Washington, D.C. Mm. Fortunately, we were able to do that, and it has made a world of difference in that we're able to attend meetings and press conferences and, you know, ask for meetings. So our access since in the last 2 years has been excellent because of this issue. And if it was not for Donald Trump to run as in his campaign against 16 other individuals and very qualified, I don't think that we would even be at all acknowledged. We would still be forgotten and pushed aside as far as the families whose loved ones were killed by illegal aliens. So I think we have to take advantage of this opportunity with this man in office who loves our country and has an America First agenda. And I know everyone has been involved, but it's even more important for us to be active and make those phone calls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pace yourself, of course. Not everyone can get up and uproot their families and move, but support us as well. I mean, that we're completely volunteer, Bill, and we're willing to sacrifice. You know, I liked my life before the Remembrance Project, but it just had to be done, and we felt that that it was our duty and we were obligated as Americans to help our country.
How about a website, Maria, where we can support and donate to the cause and participate in any way? Like you say, I mean, everybody has levels of, you know, commitment that they can give. We encourage people, just even if it's just 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes a week, you know, some minutes more than what you've been doing in order to get this country back on track. If it's going to get back on track, it's an us kind of thing. It's all of us. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's all of us seeing that we have a serious problem, and it's going to change. It's going to be up to us. I mean, look at how long have they been working on health care? They just really, they're incapable of handling the health care. The issues like this that we're talking about, national security, that is their job. This is,
right.
You know, President Trump has taken this seriously, just like it is in terms of growing the economy and jobs. I mean, he looks at these issues. This is a constant focus of his administration, national security, job creation, and growth. And you hear that time and again, and I'm encouraged to do this. But, you know, again, I encourage our audience, offer something. This is what this is. You know, we this is a government of. It's our responsibility. We have the government we have because we've allowed it to perpetuate. And I think some things are starting to happen, you know, in terms of draining the swamp, the announcement of it, the things that are coming out, you know, which started from Hollywood and have now passing all the way down, you know, into the halls of Congress. And we're finding out $17 million as a hush money fund to protect congressmen, you know, from, you know, these sexual escapades that have been going on. It's just most disgusting. But, Maria, to the point and focus of the Remembrance Project, how many victims are we talking about?
That's the number one question. Unfortunately, the American public is not privy to that. We've asked for that information. We even had a meeting with Attorney General Sessions, and he said that it's impossible to gather this information because the municipalities do not cooperate with them, with the federal government. And that's why you see where Attorney General Sessions is giving 29 cities and counties and states until December 8th to comply with the U.S. Code 1373, which is to collaborate, cooperate with federal government. You know, like we mentioned before, in counterfeiting and bank robberies and kidnapping, you know, local authorities cooperate with the federal government on those crimes. Mm. Why is illegal immigration not included? It's the same thing. It's a federal offense, you know, but they're sitting on their hands. So each listener can do something locally, and it's just continue be nice, but be stern and demand that current laws be upheld. And Bill, all of these legislators can go home, not make any laws. They need to go home and demand that current laws are enforced. E-verify,
exactly.
You know, get into compliance with E-verify. Those are the things that they should be doing, not trying to figure out which bill they can pass in order to give illegal aliens amnesty.
Without a doubt. That's what drives us crazy, because they talk about super vetting. We say, well, how about just vetting?
Right. You know, exactly. Right. And it's not being done. Mm-hmm. And I'll give my website real quick. It's www.theremembranceproject.org. Theremembranceproject.org. And you have to put that in the URL, because Google is playing games with us, and people search for our website, and it won't come up. So, you know, we have political and nasty articles and trash in me. You know, again, you're right. Because I'm Latina, I think that they're, you know, I'm hit maybe a little bit harder. But look, I was a former Democrat, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at the issues over a period of years and wondering what is going on in my country. And thought that the people that I elected were being responsible and placing what the best interests of citizens and our country first and foremost, and that wasn't happening. And my father also immigrated the right way from Mexico.
Yes.
So my mom's fifth generation Texan. But, you know, look at this. This is not a political issue. This is about common sense, securing our nation, and doing what's best and making those decisions that's best for our country and our citizens.
Well, Maria, I got to tell you, I know a lot in our audience, a lot of people are shocked to hear you say that you can't come up with a number, that, you know, and that Jeff Sessions, you know, leaves it at that. I mean, it's interesting, because when you talk about illegal immigrants, you know, the number floats anywhere from 11 to 13, can get as high, you know, because of the, you know, the chain that goes along with it, as high as 30 million potentially illegal immigrants in the country today. But, you know, there have been heinous murders and crimes, whether it's Kate Steinle in San Francisco and on throughout this country. Kate Steinle, of course, because of her murder, you know, you've got Kate's Law now in play. And how long did it take Congress to move on that? Which, you know, you and I would agree was an absolute no-brainer. But then you've got the insanity of Jerry Brown in Sacramento and California, where, you know, I was born and raised. And I just, you know, I'm disgusted with the things that they're doing there, and how they're putting at risk the citizens of California. And not only California, because it doesn't just stay in California. As we know, it starts spreading across the country. I mean, to the point, look at all these other sanctuary cities, including Houston, your former hometown.
I was going to say that, too. You know, and look, with the Steinle case, a sanctuary city, San Francisco is still a sanctuary city, and now California, a sanctuary state. But in Attorney General Ken Paxton, Attorney General for Texas, came out and said that in 10-year period, 2006 to 2016, there were over 600,000 crimes committed by illegal aliens.
One state alone.
One state alone, 1,200 were homicides.
Unbelievable. Well, we have to leave it right there. Maria Espinosa on Phil Martinez Live. Thank you, Maria.
Money. 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 You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
It is 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Lest we forget, this is why our history is so important. It really is so rich. And I'm challenged with movement today of so many people that just want to, try to edit out the historical pages that are so critical. Everything that's part of our history, good, bad, indifferent, is important. It is vital to our future. As one political interest said, he who controls history controls the future. And that is a scary idea, ladies and gentlemen, when we are so casual about the things that are American, the things that have made America great. And some of those things, Jenny Beth Martin, who joins us right now, the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, the way it's tossed around so with disrespect, and as John Kelly said, the general said that, things that we hold, we have held sacred traditionally, are all just tossed aside so casually and conveniently by some of these higher institutions that should know better.
That is very true, and it's part, I think, of what the Tea Party movement has cared so much about, and why one of our core values is constitutionally limited government. It's making sure people remember that the Constitution and those founding principles are so important, and it's what our whole country is built on. And even with this resistance movement to President Trump. I have a lot of issues with them. Mm-hmm. One thing that I do find a bit refreshing is that I see some of them talking about the Bill of Rights, talking about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And I think that if we can stick to that and have debates on that level, we're going to be in a much better place than than just resist the president.
Like exactly. Well, everything has become so partisan. And the thing is, Jenny Beth, you know, Main Street America goes to work every day. They can't afford a resistance. They can't sit there and go to work and say, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to be an irritant and not participate for the common good of this company. You don't last long. But yet, you know, Democrats, sadly, and those that are participating in the resistance have, you know, have turned this into some sort of art form. And we're paying for this. And frankly, I am ticked off. I'm disgusted by it. I'm saying get to work. I don't, you know, care about whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I care that you're an American, that you want things better for America, for your, you know, your children and your grandchildren, for the generations that are ahead. This partisanship has got to be done away with, and all because, you know, you're irritated and you're offended because Donald Trump got elected. Well, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. The people spoke loud and clear. We want Donald Trump in there. We want a businessman in there squaring things away. And already he has demonstrated, you know, practically what many people across this country by gut and hope thought he could do, which is quite a bit different than the previous administration who came, you know, came in with a lot of charm and at the end of the day, very little substance.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. And he has done a lot. And I think that when you look at the things that he's done on the through his administration, through executive action and pulling back some of the things that President Obama had done through executive action, which is not through the congressional process, and looking at what Scott Pruitt has done with the EPA, it's amazing. And we're seeing the results of that, the positive results of that, even it reflected in the stock market. Then you go over and you look at Congress and these lifelong politicians, and you see that it takes them much longer to get things done. They want to debate and debate and debate, and they don't have that business mindset the same way that Donald Trump does. I am encouraged because we saw tax reform pass out of the House yesterday.
Right.
It's going to head over to the Senate. We still have a little ways to go on that, and I am encouraged and think that's going to ultimately pass, and it'll be the first time we've had tax reform since 1986.
Exactly. And the thing that people need to keep into perspective here, Jenny Beth, is that we can't lose the good for the pursuit of perfection. You know, and some of these politicians are, for the sake of perfection, you know, are fighting away. And it's like, especially from the GOP side, this is really surprising. I mean, they have an ally in the Oval. They haven't had an ally in office for a long time. And, you know, what do you think they would have gotten with one Hillary Clinton?
Oh, it would have been just a nightmare. And I think that the leadership in the Republican Party was planning for that last year, and it's taken them a while to readjust and realize that they're not dealing with a Democrat the way they thought they would be, and instead are dealing with a Republican in the White House. The comment you made about perfection in with the legislators, the representatives, I think that's a really good point. Even within the Tea Party movement, we want full repeal of Obamacare. We've not given up that as our end goal. But as the bills move through the House and the Senate, we worked very hard to make them stronger bills, especially coming out of the House. And at the end of the day, it didn't pass, but what was going through the Senate, it wasn't as much as what we wanted. And we said, okay, is this enough for now? And then we come back to fight it another day.
Exactly.
And I think we're still looking at the same thing with tax reform and the changes that we're seeing, the 20% corporate rate, the lower taxes for middle Americans, the simplification of the code, these are things that will benefit all Americans. And then we can come back and keep working towards an even simpler, even fairer, even flatter code next year and the year after. It doesn't mean that just because we pass it this year, assuming that we really do, that we can't come back and fight this battle again next year or the year after. We don't have to wait another 30 years do this again.
Well, this was the problem, I believe, where the Democrats misserved the people, and they own this deal when it comes to health care. They knew that it needed to be adjusted, and they let it ride. And here it is. You know, this is why we, I mean, they blame Republicans right now. I go, wait a minute. You had 7 years. You knew this thing was a mess. And this is what you brought, your leadership brought America to. This messed up health care program we have right now is all at your doorstep. You cannot hang it. You cannot hang it on the Republicans. And, yes, you know, there's a lot of heat coming from the constituents to say, look at you guys, you know, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, you gotta find a solution here. So the pressure is on them because they promised the voters. They said, look at, give us both houses and the White House and we will make things happen. And John McCain and some of the establishment didn't help us out a whole lot.
No, and in fact, not only did they not help us out a whole lot, they undercut us and stabbed us in the back and broke their promises. And we've got to make sure that we hold them accountable on tax reform so we get that done this year, keep pushing to get the individual mandate included and passed out of the Senate, the repeal of the individual mandate. And then we come back next year and we keep fighting to secure our borders, to repeal Obamacare and keep going. And we have to hold these guys accountable. They made promises to us, and we expect them to keep those promises.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Beth, the other night when you were on TV with Laura Ingraham, the topic of sexual harassment came up in Congress, and people are waking up this week to realize that we've had $17 million of the people's money supporting a shush fund, so to speak, there in Congress, that you have, qualified people who've gone there with all the ambition and hopes and optimism of serving our government. And these young women have been abused. And we've got to get down to the bottom of this, of is who's responsible and how this could happen. I mean, there are some senators and congressmen, they didn't even know about the shush fund, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, we need transparency. We need, especially in regards to which members of Congress our hard-earned tax dollars were paying to keep their victims quiet. We need to know who it was and what they did.
Well, Jenny Beth, let's keep them accountable. Where can they go for more information? We got 10 seconds.
TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his animal friends follow the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
Try praying. God, I don't really know how this works or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it.
I'll tell you, your joy can't be stolen if you know from whence it comes, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to be anchored on the truth and the one who gives us the joy, who is the source of all our joy. That's what this is all about. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Lisa Anderson joins us. Good to have her back with us. She is the director of Young Adults and host of the Boundless Show with Focus on the Family. Miss Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Good to hear from you.
Always good to be talking to you. I want to talk about what's going on online, this obsession with height. But before we get into that, I was thinking about this the last couple of days, knowing that you and I were going to talk. In light of what's been happening in our culture, I mean, this whole sexual issue that's taken place, I mean, you know, from Hollywood to Congress at every turn and every day, there's more reports of abuse that has taken place. And this is I believe it is a great opportunity for people of faith to speak up on this. For so long, you know, we've been told, don't get involved. We don't need you here in the public square. But more than ever, the importance of morality based on godly order and godly principles is so critical right now. And the fact of the matter is, a secular culture really needs, if they're truly going to do something about this, it's like, okay, you're scratching the itch now and you're really getting deep. If you really are interested and sincere about getting this cleaned up, then you better make sure you have people of morality involved in this conversation.
Yeah, and I think, Bill, I mean, this is a fabulous time for us to have our voices, in the choir, because of all the people who can speak to the things that really matter at the heart of this issue, which is respect and dignity and, honoring one another above yourselves and learning the value of human sexuality and what we have the answers to that. And so we need to speak into that and realize that, of everything, whether you're looking in scripture, whether you're looking at God's design for male and female, whatever you're looking at, you're going to see the answers for that, and they are good, and they are what people are searching for. People are so clamoring for their identity and an understanding. I mean, all these skirmishes that we're in about about sexuality and struggles with pornography and all of this, it's because people don't understand who they are and who their creator is. And we have
exactly
that story, that text to tell them.
And we, Lisa, to your point, we have to really take a true, honest and vulnerable evaluation of what's taken place in our culture. If, as a elected official, you think that it's satisfactory just to come in and say, hey, I'm sorry, and think that it's going to go away, or like some movie star who says, yeah, I may have done that, but I'm gay, and so that's the get-out-of-jail deal. I mean, look at that doesn't satisfy the problem. It's not about satisfying the public, you know, the world of public opinion. It's what's satisfied to the culture. It's what the culture demands. And I believe that what is happening in terms of its own entity is the culture starting to spit out this ugliness. And that's why all this stuff is oozing out right now. And so what are we going to do with it? Are we going to take full advantage and let's open up all this stuff and get it cleaned out? And the only way it can be cleaned out is if we're forthright and honest and we're sincere about really, I mean, you know, because you hear these people all the time saying, well, we don't want to have this ever happen again. What is it that you don't want to happen again? The actual act or the fact that you got caught?
Exactly. And that's why I love, Bill, working with young adults, because young adults call it like it is. We're mm-hmm. tired of the nonsense. We're tired of the lies. We're tired of the cover-up. That's why I have such a privilege on my show on all aspects of life with young adults to say, mm-hmm. look, I'm a few steps ahead of you. Let me tell you what I've learned, because I've had my share of mess-ups, and mm-hmm. I don't want you to have to walk through the same stuff. And they're listening. They want to know. They don't want to put up with this. We have the opportunity to call out this nonsense and take a stand.
You know, I think of, and I've mentioned this several times in the last couple of days, and that has to do, and you referenced this a moment ago, the human potential that's there. The hallowed ground, I see it as hallowed ground, you know, being, you know, around another individual, was one theologian said, I'd never met a mere mortal. When you understand the significance of humanity, made in the image of God, that God has them here on assignment for a specific purpose. The God of the universe, Lisa, has said, this is your job. How do you get in the way of that? How do you impede their God-given right and dignity to realize their full potential in life and fulfillment and happiness and joy? How do you disrupt that? And sadly, it has been happening around our country in institutions of education, you know, whether it's Hollywood with the casting couches and whatever and all the other stuff that people have thought was kind of a joke, you know, and the things that even a congressman has talked about so recklessly about abusing women or even a candidate who was caught on tape that, all this stuff, you got to call it for what it is. It is not respectful. It does not advance, the higher prize that I would hope that all of us would be reaching for.
Yeah, and I hope right now that every church is flinging open its doors because people are looking for a place to run. People that have been hurt, that have been abused, that are realizing, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. Who's going to listen to me? Who's going to believe me? Who's going to care? And the church needs to be there right now to answer that call.
Excellent point.
To take in folks and to help the wounded and to point them to the only hope that they truly have.
Exactly. Well, Lisa, I want to talk about this topic of heterosexuals' obsession with height in online dating.
Can you believe it's a headline?
Yeah, really. I just going, okay, what have we all come down to here? All right, okay, so break it down for us. What is going on?
Well, and I wouldn't even limit it to height. I think they use that just kind of as a, you know, as a hook. But it really is this idea that now you can enter the online sphere if you're interested in dating. And it used to be, you know, I'm not saying, Bill, that you're this old, you know, that this is you. But back in the day.
That's okay.
You could find a girl that you like. You could ask her out to dinner. It could all be normal. But now you fill out these online profiles and you have the ability, like down to minutia, to indicate exactly your preferences. It's like you're picking out a new car.
Right.
And someone could go on there and they'll say, oh, well, this person only wants to date someone who's between, you know, 5'11 and 6'2. So that's not me. So I guess we're not. So it's just, we're becoming so hyper particular about preferences that really, as we know, those people who are married know, don't really go the distance when it comes to a lifelong marriage, mm-hmm. That it's kind of limiting what people, you know, are finding in their potential dating pools. And so whether it's height, whether it's preference of music, whether it's, you know, different other physical qualities or whatever, it's you're entering an online system that is becoming very particularized, and it's kind of starting to shut people out, and they're getting frustrated.
Well, it's rather dangerous because now we start getting into, you know, but it's all an outgrowth of the choices that are available today. You know, we're losing, you know, some of the mystery along the way. I think some of this information is good. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine who, what did he do, eHarmony or something. The information he had on his prospective wife was incredible. I mean, it took me at least 10 years to figure out some of that stuff with my wife, you know.
And the challenge is, go ahead. I mean, the challenge is, Bill, that what you're doing is you're building this pseudo-relationship with someone online. Mm. When you finally take it into real life, you know so much about this person. If it doesn't work out, either you're going to have a weird heartbreak over someone you never met because you're so closely tied to them now, or it becomes kind of creepy, and it can become a dangerous situation, especially for women who are giving up way too much of themselves with little information in return.
Yeah, it's like what happened to the word that says he who finds a wife finds a good thing and gets a blessing from the Lord, right? And what I have learned in appreciating about that verse is that finding is in the discovery. And sometimes you cannot discover certain aspects of your wife until you are married. It's unique to the institution, right?
Well, and that's another thing that's becoming a challenge in the way we're dating today, is that we're expecting to know every possible thing about the person before we're willing to commit to them. Mm-hmm. And that's just not possible. And so as a result, it's paralyzing a generation, keeping them from marriage. And instead, they're choosing promiscuity. They're choosing cohabitation. They're choosing to play at marriage and practice it. And we're just seeing, you know, brokenness as a result. So,
yeah, I mean, and exactly right. When you talk about brokenness at that level, again, you and I have experienced enough about life. And as I tell my kids, I go, you know, you're going to have to figure this out for yourself. I'll give you some experience and tell you what happens. And when I have chosen to do things against godly principles and laws, in much the same way as there is the law of gravity, there are laws in relationship that God has well established. When we violate those, we might as well just fall off the roof and hit the ground and realize it's going to hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I also like to tell, especially Christians who go in the opposite direction, to not be foolish there as well. And that is this idea that, oh no, Christians shouldn't even care about attraction or about appearance. Christians should just, you know, just find someone who reads the Bible 24/7 and you're all set. No, I mean, that matters as well. Where it doesn't matter is, can you go out to coffee with someone you may not be attracted to? Yeah, find out about them.
Right.
You date them for 6 months and then still no. So have discernment.
Passion is a good thing, right? Because we serve a passionate God. There's no doubt about it. And we are made in his image, so wonderfully made. Lisa Anderson, thank you so much for being with us. How can people be in touch with you? You've got about 10 seconds here.
Yeah, tell them to find us at boundless.org. We have articles, a group blog, we have our weekly show, social media. We'd love to have them join the conversation.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. All the best to you, Lisa. Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.